I think it was a very positive program. I wasn't sure how it was going to come out. I thought it was a high-risk summit because it was a very non-traditional approach to summitry. And Africa being especially protocol conscious, I was concerned about it. But I think it came out very, very well. We've had a chance to talk with a number of heads of state as a result of it all. And I think everyone felt very positive about it. I think now let's see what happens next.
American investors, as far as investing in Africa, have been described as being slow to the party. What does this summit do in terms of changing that perspective?
I think that saying that American investors are slower to come to the party is probably accurate. I think there's probably more interest than actual showing up. But what this summit did was, I think the most important day was the CEO Business Roundtable. And the reason for that is, from my perspective, the most important part was getting American CEOs to meet with African CEOs. Very often, the African CEOs are better educated than the American CEOs. They're smart. They're very successful. Some of them could buy out some of the companies that came to the CEO. So I think giving American CEOs that exposure was worth the whole thing alone. However, the reason I think that was the most important part is that CEOs make their own decisions. It's not a centralized economy. And so getting that exposure was essential. And I think that also, if we're going to become stronger in Africa, the CEOs are going to have to get the companies will make the decisions getting companies to go there.
Now, President Obama announced a $14 billion investment commitment by private companies here in the United States. Were some of your companies among them?
Were several of our companies in that? Absolutely. We now are over 185 companies, including 34 from Africa, which I think is significant for reasons I can go into. And a lot of our companies were a part of that, particularly the commitment he was talking about was largely into two things, Power Africa, but he was also talking about the businesses who are now investing in Africa. For instance, the Dangote Group, which is a member of CCA and a Nigerian company, signed with Blackstone a $1 billion investment deal. The General Electric has a number of investment deals, and I can go one company after another. I would say the majority of companies that were involved were CCA members, and we were polled beforehand to ask what companies are doing deals and what's the amount of deals and so forth, and we provided a lot of that information. So, yes, we're very much a part of that.
Another thing that I really want to talk to you about has to do with investment to Zimbabwe, which, as you know, has been a no-go area for many investors. What do you think this particular summit did, especially the performance by the young Zimbabwean Takunda
Chingonzo, that was very good, wasn't
who
it?
Managed to really kind of put it out there that businesses are losing out on Zimbabwe? Does that change the dynamics at all?
It's interesting that he asked that because CCA is going to send a trade mission to Zimbabwe in November. And we think it's time. Investing in Zimbabwe is not necessarily investing in the regime. There's a lot of private sector companies that aren't owned by government-connected people. And we've been encouraged by our own government, frankly, to do this. And I think the time is right. I think that Zimbabwe wasn't represented here, but the sanctions on Zimbabwe don't apply to a broad gamut of businesses. And so I think we need to make those relationships. So I agreed with the young journalist who interviewed the president at the end completely, and we're going to take a trade mission in November to Zambia and Zimbabwe.
Tell us a little bit more about this trade mission. What exactly is its objective?
Well, the objective is to increase U.S. investment in Africa and get business for U.S. companies. And so we are, Zambia, I think, is doing a lot of very good things. I think it's one of the countries that I'm high on. And then the proximity, it makes it easy access to Zimbabwe as well. So after the Zambia portion of the program, we're going to take about 15 or so companies into Zimbabwe. We're working carefully with our embassy and others on the plans for that.
Are you in a position to give us any sense of what kind of opportunities you think are in Zimbabwe for investors to be drawn to?
Yeah, I think I can at least address some of it. Agribusiness is an important part. infrastructure, particularly IT, where the U.S. has some strengths. Tourism would be a good one as well. I think coming back, I really feel strongly in agribusiness, especially in Zimbabwe, and that's also where we've been asked to look at. It would be agribusiness infrastructure, perhaps mining, but I think the opportunities in Zimbabwe, even though you know they've got heavy mining, the opportunities for American companies may be limited in that regard.
Just to elaborate a little bit more about the sanctions, has that been a distractive element in terms of attracting investors to Zimbabwe?
Yeah, I'm sure it's been a deterrent because you hear about sanctions, and if you're a first-time investor, you don't take the time to sort out, you know, what does it apply to and what it doesn't. It's just so I think the idea most people seem to not most, but a lot of people seem to think that the sanctions are uniform on everything, and they're not. They're limited to people who are connected to the government, to the Mugabe regime, who are doing business and making business deals. And so we won't be dealing with those people.